Hold on. Keep it going. You got it.
Okay.
C+.
Not even close.
What's going on, everybody? Episode 5 here, blazing the scene. I am Joshua Harrison.
I'm Dustin Cade.
And together we are blazing the scene. What's going on, everybody? It is April 30th, 2019.
It is a Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
Daytime recording, it's nice. It's a little bit, I'm gonna make it sound like where it's gonna be more, comprehensible.
I just got off work.
Well, either way.
we're gonna make it work.
Yeah, it's, we're pre-open mic time right now.
Catalina's
a Tuesday trademark, open mic. Derek McFarlane runs a killer mic there. Spot to be.
One of the best hangouts for sure.
Absolutely. You have anything going on this weekend?
I went to Wet Electric Music Festival at Water Park. It was pretty nuts.
Like, what type of music festival?
EDM. A lot of rave music. A lot of what we were doing in the intro.
So, a lot of white people.
Yeah. A lot of white people, a lot of red people by the end of it.
Oh, yeah, because it's outside in the sun all day.
And they confiscated our sunscreen at the entrance.
And still.
Why would we need sunscreen at a water park?
And still, look how pale he is.
Yeah, it didn't get any darker.
Everybody around him got a tan, except for him.
I got it back right now, but I have this thing called portable shade. Follows me everywhere. Keeps me nice and white.
Pale.
Pale.
Pale in comparison.
I don't see sunlight.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day out right now, and we're here for you guys.
We had this weekend. I had some friends in town. That was cool to hang out with them.
Damn, you have friends.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I have full white friends.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not pure. But I accept you.
All right.
But one of my best friends, Danny, he's actually Hispanic, but no, I had some friends that were in town, and it was great to catch up, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, catch up with friends, took a little breather from comedy for a day, and then Sunday I went to at Stand Up Live. It was really dope. Casey, the manager, and local comic Thomas Eppolito put on a hosting seminar for all the local comics. And they had Vegas Pete Giovanni. Shout out to him for coming out and dropping a bunch of knowledge on us on how to host. And then we had a panel after that. This guy took off to go tell jokes to children.
Oh, yeah.
And I stayed and benefited myself, and I got selected onto the panel.
I got some free fish.
Excellent feedback from Tony Tripoli, Chappelle Lacey, and Casey, the club manager for 10 p.m. Improv, Stand Up Live, CB Live. So it was, it was great to get that feedback. And Pete Giovanni gave me feedback, so from all four of them. And it was awesome to get the feedback from four dudes that I really respect a lot, you know, and their opinion, and to help further my writing, you know. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I had to bounce after the seminar, go check out. I had a show. No one told me it was going to be a clean show. None of my material is clean.
I can vouch.
I had a bunch of little children sitting at my knees, and I had to...
Already not clean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad start. I couldn't even riff the way I wanted to riff.
No, I was maybe fixed when you tell other people that story. Fix how you're saying that.
They know what I mean. That was quite an adjustment. I had to think on my toes, and bombing is hard. It's even harder when you're bombing in front of 6-year-olds. They're ruthless. At one point, I was riffing.
What do you mean they're
ruthless? Oh, I was doing crowd work with these little kids because I didn't have any material for them. And like 8 minutes into my set, one of the kids just looks at me and he's like, tell some jokes. And I had nothing for him.
So you got beat by a 6-year-old heckler?
Oh, yeah. First official heckler was a 6-year-old.
Beautiful.
At a swimming pool. Man, it just gets worse the more I describe it. I was performing to children at a swimming pool. Comedy takes you strange places. Yeah.
So this is like a backyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
It was an apartment complex pool.
Oh, okay. You didn't specify that. You're just like, it was in a swim, like whose swimming pool? Was it perhaps a fountain?
No.
Yeah.
It was.
You get heckled. It's beautiful. Yeah. I appreciate that.
First heckler. First real heckler.
All right. Let's. We're gonna go ahead and get into some blazing hot news.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I don't know if you guys heard, but recently Coachella came and went, and at Coachella there was a reported 250,000 cases of STD.
Which is crazy because there weren't even that many people there.
I had no clue that Coachella was sponsored by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
I heard with every 3-day pass, you got a free herpes.
Yep. This is what happens when you get 250,000 white people together. Oh, shit, yeah. Gets spread around.
It's like a yogurtini of STDs, just like walking around trying samples of STDs.
Yeah. It was, I'm glad I didn't go. The first year, I was glad I didn't attend.
I don't know if you own a hat stupid enough to go.
Yeah, I own a lot of hats, but... Yeah, and then, I don't know if you guys heard, but the 50-year anniversary of Woodstock got canceled. They're saying it's because it wasn't going to uphold to the Woodstock name. But the original Woodstock was a shit show. 400,000 people out in the middle of nowhere rolling around in the mud. So they didn't really have a high name to hold up to.
Yeah, I think this is the highest hippies you could find and put them all in one area.
Yeah. Yeah, two people died at the original.
See, that's what I call a good party.
Yeah, it's not a party until someone dies.
Yeah, if someone doesn't die...
Someone got ran over in their tent. just sleeping.
See, that's how you party.
You drive through people sleeping. You shouldn't be sleeping at a party. Moral of the story. You first asleep at the party, you might die. Also in the news, we've upgraded our budget by one soundboard app.
And black tape. So this is either episode 5, Z, 2, or S. You pick.
Yep. It's whatever you want.
Yeah, it's whatever you see it as. It's a, you know, it's up to your interpretation.
This is a choose your own adventure podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we got some little fun things going up front now too, because
just random stuff we found around my apartment. I mean, podcast studio.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, Game of Thrones. Did you see it?
I barely.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it this week, because this week it'll spoil too much, because absolutely...
Here's a spoiler everyone's going to appreciate. Turn the brightness on your TV up.
Yeah, for sure.
People died, I don't know who. I watched it, and I don't know what happened.
Well, maybe you just have your shit set in a really dumb setting.
Probably.
Yeah, because I saw it just fine. But what I will say is we had the bet that was... Who was going to die first? And I said a White Walker, and you said a human. Definitely a bunch of humans got killed. but you don't know who it was because it was just in the dark.
Yeah, but I think I won that bet.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. A lot. Like, and I don't think, yeah, I think they just, that first little, that's the only spoiler. I realized I said I wasn't going to spoil it. And yeah, look at spoil it. But, you know, get over it.
Yeah. Should have watched it by now.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be, the rest of the episode's totally worth it anyways. Beautiful work. Beautiful work.
Turn your brightness up.
All right. Enough with, yeah. I can't even really do predictions unless it's spoiling it.
Yeah.
We'll do predictions next episode, because we'll get it. We'll try to drop another one for Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go into some, comedy. Let's talk some comedy. Let's get back into it. Dustin was talking about doing clean comedy.
Yeah. A nightmare for me.
I can't say if it's a nightmare for me because I've never tried it. I've never tried clean comedy.
You're not. Your comedy's not.
My comedy's that not
far. Your stuff, I feel like, could be adjusted to fit a clean comedy set.
I have
to completely wipe out 90% of my jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't like write like filthy, but like I definitely have some choice words and like a few topics that are. It could be too much for a clean show. It's not enough enough innuendo.
Yeah, mine's not exactly filthy either. It's very, it's adult content.
Let's put it that way. Which, adult content equals filthy. Hence, no rebuttal.
Come see me. You be the judge. Clean comedy is rough. That was the longest I've ever done.
How long was your set?
It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah. I was offered 15 and I told them it was going to be rough to get through 10.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've done clean comedy.
How long was the first set?
The first one I was supposed to do 10 minutes. I went 3 before I got the light.
Sweet.
I got 3 minutes in before I just went straight into my material because I didn't have nothing. This time, I at least didn't get the light early. I ate it for 10 minutes, but I managed to not curse. I managed to not go into anything dirty. I kept it G for the kids. I got heckled. But it was clean. It wasn't clean, but it was clean.
That's like the thing I don't completely get, because that's what some people will call a successful clean set, is just not cussing,
yeah,
just not being offensive. But it's like, if I'm gonna do clean, I want to make sure it's funny. I want to make sure it's just as funny as my dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not taking from how you feel about yourself.
No, I was also completely unprepared. Yeah, I wasn't aware it was gonna be a clean show until I walked up and saw a pool full of children.
Yeah, I'm like touched right here though that little kid heckled you.
I remember his face clearly. It's the only audience member I'm probably gonna ever remember for life. That little kid. He was like, so serious. He wasn't even smiling. He just really wanted me to tell him a joke.
He was just like sincerely disappointed that he hadn't laughed yet.
Yeah.
So did you go that whole 8 minutes with your crowd work without getting a laugh?
I got a couple laughs.
Like, what do you ask?
I couldn't tell if people were laughing.
Hey, buddy, whose class you in? I guess, where do you work? Because you can't be like, what school do you go to? That's just creepy.
I barely
remember. What kind of crowd work did you do as 6-year-old?
Oh, I barely remember the set. Did you record it? No.
No way. I was willing to listen to 8 minutes just to hear that kid.
Oh, man. It was all bad. I mean, it was practice. Like, I went up yesterday at an open mic, and I had a lot more confidence after that. I felt like if I could get through 10 minutes in front of children, I could do anything at this point. We perform at mics where people get stabbed, but these kids were scarier to me than any of that.
People don't get stabbed at the open mics. They got stabbed at the venue on a different night. I don't want people to think that, like, damn, the Phoenix team's going down. People just show up and get stabbed in a mic for, like, having bad jokes.
Listen in next week when someone actually gets stabbed at the open mic.
Stabbed with a good joke, hopefully, damn.
Not from you.
Let's go ahead and, yeah, we still got, let's talk, clean set as far as, so what would you say if you had to, like, in order for you to do a successful clean set, do you think you just have to write?
Yeah, I'd have to, like, I just write what comes to mind. I don't think whether or not it's going to be clean or dirty. It's just, I write what jokes come to mind. And it just so happens that most of my jokes aren't clean.
Yeah.
So,
see, and
if I had the intentions of going to do a clean show, I would sit down and try to write out some clean jokes or adjust my jokes to be clean and make a set, but I didn't know, so.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I've attempted, like you said, though, like, I'm not, like, dirty. Like, I barely even cuss when I'm on stage, you know. But it's like, I want to write clean because I know that there's two different, I mean, I don't even want to narrow it down to say there's two paths.
Yeah.
There's several different paths, but one of those could be corporate comedy, you know, and it's where your stuff is clean enough that you're not offensive or against any of their HR codes, which seems like, damn. You know, like, these people are already in these jobs where they're having a hard time not violating HR, and you got to come in and get paid a bunch of money to not violate it, and all you want to do is just, like, let loose. I don't know. I've never done it, so I can't say it. But
that's the thing. Clean comedy is where the money's at.
Yeah, until you blow up, Like, then you blow up mainstream, then you're also, there's money there, too. So that's what it's like. But there's multiple paths to get to being a top comic, and it could be through clean or through dirty. But I know,
not my cup of tea.
But be clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard, but, like, you know,
I'm not Ralphie, a clean person.
Like, Ralphie May, I think is one of the best comedians ever, you know, and he says that you have to have clean and dirty. You know, you have to have a clean set for the people who want to pay you for clean, and then you have a dirty set for when you just want to have fun. And I was like, I mean, it's not wrong.
Yeah,
it's not wrong. As a comic, like, why not? You know, why not take the time and do that, you know, and continue, you know, to build up sets? Because then, you know, you could be corporate featuring, you know, with your clean comedy. And it's like, but I don't know. I want to make sure if I do clean, I want to do it justice to where.
Yeah, I want my cleans. If I do clean, I want my clean jokes to be as good as the dirty jokes I got.
Yeah, just smashing. Yeah, because I don't want to be like, yep, another great clean set. I didn't cuss once and nobody was offended. You know, it's like that. I don't know. I see that that's like kind of like a trend.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like success isn't where if you're more dirty, you know, success is in the laughter of the crowd.
Because I've seen people just eat shit with dirty material just as good as clean material.
Yeah, people with dirty material almost have it even harder because they could turn somebody off so quick. As a comic, I will watch the comedian, but I'm watching the crowd as much as I'm watching the comedian.
Yeah.
I want to see how the people, the audience members, how they're responding to this type of joke, this premise. And, you know, that's as a comic, that's important to be watching and under and reading the room before you even get up there, because you might have something along the same premise as somebody else and they tell that type of joke, or at least, you know, not like the same premise but the same level, you know, and then next thing you know is like, fuck, like I just saw that guy bomb hard because that crowd did not want to hear that type of stuff.
Is
my joke strong enough to get the laughs there? Or is this just a topic that's not meant for this room? But either way, you got to read it, you know, and figure out, like, is it worth
it? That's definitely something I learned pretty early on, was pay attention to the room. Mm-hmm.
And this is also
who's laughing at what.
And this is more like show style. I mean, I do it open mics too, but I mean,
as necessary.
Yeah, as an open mic comic, you're telling jokes to whoever is not a comic in the crowd. That's it. Like, yeah, I mean, sometimes there is just comics, and so that's who you're telling it to. But if there's even one or two people that have never seen you before, and they're hanging out at this open mic, you're telling your jokes to them.
Oh yeah, my per.
That's who you need. That's who you need to make. That's who you need to impress, and that's who you're excited to tell because you've seen all these other schmucks.
Yeah.
You know, week after week, I know they know your material. Or you know, sometimes comics aren't the best gauge on a joke.
Oh, the week before I started comedy, I just went to a bunch of open mics just to check them out. And every single mic I went to, I was the only non-comic there. So everyone was directing every joke to me.
Absolutely. But let's do what's today? Let's do a one-month challenge. How about this?
One-month challenge?
Yeah, by the end of... We're about to go into May. By the end of May, we each have to come up with a clean 5 to 7 minute
set. Dang. I guess I'm going to agree to it because you asked it on the podcast. And I know you're going to ask that. So I guess I'm pressured into it.
Yeah, I love the challenges. So
I wrote like 3 new minutes of dirty material today. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that gives you a month. And end of the month. And then you know what we'll do is we'll upload them onto YouTube and let people be the judge.
See you about that.
I mean, not really a contest. It's just a challenge to yourself, personal challenge. But we're both over here, you know, we're both unsuccessful with clean shows at the moment. So why not? We have the time.
Yeah.
We have the time. Let's take at least it's getting ready an opening set for clean comedy, which is fucking... Why not?
Yeah.
Why limit ourselves to avenues?
As well.
You got anything... we got Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday we got the contest.
Thursday we got the Freshman of Comedy Contest at Toso's.
We're going head to head.
Come out and support us.
Head to head.
There's the 3 weeks of winners are going.
Was it 9 people?
Nine people in the finals. Should be a great show. Come support local comedy. Check it out. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Get your tickets from me.
Yeah, and or me, preferably
or
me. And then all my tickets come with a piece of fruit, so you get a snack and a ticket at the same time. I usually have 3 options, so you pick banana, strawberries, or grapes.
I have other things I'll give you. Ask me in person.
Okay, creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask him. Make sure you ask him around other people.
Any funds made selling tickets go directly to the podcast studio.
Oh.
You're helping both of us if you buy from me. You're only helping him if you buy from him.
Yeah, this guy still needs HBO here.
Yeah. Or if you just send me a password, I'll give you a ticket.
All right, guys. We really appreciate you guys chiming in and checking us out for episode 5.
Apparently some of you actually listen to us. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Yeah, if you guys made it all the way to here, we love you. We appreciate it. We respect your support. It's awesome to get. Follow us on all social medias at Blazing the Scene Podcast. Twitter is _podcast, and so is IG _podcast as well.
Yeah.
So Blazing the Scene _podcast, and then on Facebook, Blazing the Scene Podcast. And then I am Joshua _H_comedy on Instagram, Joshua Harrison.
And I am Dustin Kate on everything.
Booyah. We appreciate you guys for chiming in with us and growing as we grow. You know, we're 2 new comics trying to grow out here in the scene.
Just bombing our way through it.
But yeah, this is our comedy adventure. And, you know, we're sharing things that we pick up and learn along the way. And, hopefully, you know, you find some value in this, and we'll keep pumping them out. Subscribe, like, leave us a comment.
And
strong finish.
Yeah.
Strong finish.
I'm sorry, yeah. We got to go to a mic.
Yeah, we got to get to the mic. But, yeah. Yo, we appreciate it. Thank you guys for chiming in.
Awesome.
Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.